One of the desires behind gift giving is to acknowledge how much our dear ones mean to us. Birds bring human lives food, sport, fun, song, and beauty, and they embody our dreams of flight, freedom, and carefree joy. Small wonder that even people who don't normally feed birds often set out a suet ball or other treat for those treasured backyard birds at Christmas time. Setting out suet and seed helps birds we can see through our windows, from chickadees and cardinals to nuthatches and woodpeckers. Sunflower is the single best kind of bird seed for attracting a wide variety of Northland birds. Suet is another popular food, providing 100% pure, unadulterated fat, from which birds derive the energy they need for keeping warm on frozen days and even longer, more frozen nights. Mealworms, berries and fruits, peanuts and peanut butter, and vegetable shortening are all wonderful gifts that your backyard birds will appreciate. A great source of information about feeding birds is Carol Henderson's excellent book, Wild About Birds, the DNR Bird Feeding Guide. But bird food is only one of a great many gifts we could bestow on the birds we treasure. Some presents that are truly for the birds cost money. A gift membership for a friend or yourself in an organization such as the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology, the American Bird Conservancy, the Minnesota Ornithologists Union, Wisconsin Society for Ornithology, International Crane Foundation, or other groups committed to studying and providing education about birds can give someone you love an interesting magazine to read while providing valuable funds for conservation and research that may help a wide variety of birds. The Nature Conservancy uses contributions to purchase essential habitat. Some of my favorite birding places in the country are operated by them, and even Hawk Ridge in Duluth was purchased by Duluth Audubon Society thanks to generous funding by the Nature Conservancy. All week we'll be talking about gifts for the birds. Unfortunately, this time of year we're bombarded by messages to buy, buy, buy. Except a few acquisitive crows and jays, birds aren't the least bit materialistic, so for the rest of the week, every gift idea I give for the birds will be absolutely free. Some will even save you money. And I promise not to suggest 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, or a partridge in a pear tree. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.